قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس أو فسقا أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن ربك غفور رحيم.
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, I do not find in what has been revealed to me anything forbidden for anyone who wants to eat unless it be carrion, outpoured blood, and the flesh of swine, all of which is unclean, or that which is profane, having been slaughtered in a name other than that of Allah. But whosoever is constrained to it by necessity, neither desiring to disobey, nor exceeding the limit of necessity, to such your Lord is surely all forgiving, all compassionate. Or that which is profane, having been slaughtered in a name other than that of Allah. This does not mean that besides these, no other eatables have been forbidden by the Sharia. What it implies is that the forbidden does not consist of the things that people have made unlawful for themselves, but the ones that God has made unlawful. The point is further elucidated in notes 2 and 9, Surah Al-Maidah 5, 1 and 4.
وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرٍ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ شُحُومَهُمَا إِلَّا مَا حَمَلَتْ ظُهُورُهُمَا أَوِ الْحَوَايَا أَوْ مَا اخْتَلَطَ بِعَظْمٍ ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ
And to those who had Judaized, we have forbidden all beasts with claws, and the fat of oxen and sheep, except the fat which is either on their backs or their entrails, or that which sticks to the bones. Thus did we requite them for their rebellion. Surely we state the truth. Thus did we requite them for their rebellion.
See Surah Al-Imran 393 and Surah Al-Nisa 4:160.
فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةٍ وَاسِعَةٍ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُهُ عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ
Then, if they give you the lie, say, Your Lord is the Lord of unbounded mercy, but His punishment shall not be averted from the guilty folk.
سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا إن تتبعون إلا الظن وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون
Those who associate others with Allah in His divinity will now surely say, Had Allah willed, neither we nor our forefathers would have associated others with Allah in His divinity, nor would we have declared anything which Allah did not forbid as forbidden. Even so, those who had lived before them gave the lie to the truth until they tasted our chastisement. Tell them, have you any sure knowledge that you can produce before us? In fact, you are only following idle fancies and are merely conjecturing, which Allah did not forbid as forbidden.
Their apology for their crimes and misdeeds would be that which has always been advanced by criminals and wrongdoers, an apology based on the assumption of absolute determinism. They would plead that when they associated others with God in His divinity, or unwarrantedly regarded certain things as prohibited, they did so because those acts had been willed for them by God. Had He not so willed, they would have not been able to do what they did. Hence, since they were doing everything according to the will of God, everything was proper. If anyone was to blame, it was God and not they. They were under compulsion to do what they did, for the ability to do otherwise lay beyond their power.
قُلْ فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةُ فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ
Then say to them, as against your argument, Allah's is the conclusive argument. Surely, had He willed, He would have guided you all to the truth. Surely, had He willed, He would have guided you all to the truth.
The argument which they put forward, viz., if Allah had willed, we would not have associated others with Allah in His divinity, does not embody the whole truth. The whole truth is that, had He willed, He would have guided you all to the truth. In other words, they were not prepared to take the straight way of their own choice and volition, as it was not God's intent to create them with inherent right guidance like the angels. They would be allowed to persist in the error they had chosen for themselves.
قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ
Say to them, call your witnesses to testify that Allah forbade such and such. Then, if they do testify, neither testify with them, nor follow the desires of those who have given the lie to our signs, and who do not believe in the hereafter, and set up equals to their Lord. Then, if they do testify, neither testify with them.
A person who is conscious that he should testify only to that which he knows can never testify to this. But if some people are brazen enough to feel no compunction in bearing false witness, then at least the believers should not become their partners in lying.